You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Welcome back to the month of April. You tuned into Science Package here at Madiba's Radio podcast, where we connect, inform, and engage. And of course, to introduce myself, my name is Tsuku Kitalo Ndlovu. I like to call myself the brightest star on the airways. Once you know that Tsuku is in the space, nothing will ever be the same. And you know, this episode, I actually want to dedicate it to a certain craft that is really beautiful and kind of is the backbone of travel. And I would like to dedicate this episode to aviation, because listen, aviation is such a beautiful thing. There's so much going down in the world of aviation, and I feel like it falls part of STEM on our program. So it's just so interesting. As somebody who once upon a time did want to become a pilot, I mean, would I still become a pilot? I would get a pilot license, but not really a commercial pilot as like my full-time career. It was a childhood dream, but no longer so. Plus, honey, maths and physics are not my friends, despite discussions, maths and physics, girl, no. But of course, this episode is themed all things aviation. And in our aviation dialogue today, firstly, we'll be speaking about, although the PE Airport, Chief David Stearman International Airport, is regarded an international airport, the question is, why doesn't it not have any international flights? And then afterwards, a new airport actually is coming to South Africa. A new international airport is landing and is being built. And no, it's not Cape Winelands. It's a brand new one. And then lastly, Ethiopia, one of our African best friends, another African country in our beautiful continent, is also building a new airport to really solidify its place in the global network. So let's get all straight into this tea, because it's hot, it's fire. We are flying today because it is aviation day, hashtag aviation clicks. But let's get straight into why PE Airport is actually not an international airport, despite being called one. Now, by definition, just because an international airport is called an international airport doesn't always mean the flights are constantly going overseas. This simply means that the airport has the facilities to handle international travel, like customs, immigration, security zones, such and such forth. So the fact that with PE Airport, it does actually have some of these facilities. So technically, the airport does qualify, but practically that's where it gets a little bit tricky, because the first thing that really restricts Chief David Stearman International Airport from being actually an international airport to take international flights is firstly the runway size. Now, the main runway at Chief David Stearman is 2.160 meters, so 2,160 meters long. Now, it does sound long because that's 2 kilometers, 2.1 kilometers. So you think 2.1 kilometers is actually quite a length. However, the average international airport has to have minimum to really support big aircrafts like the A380 or the 747. By the way, the 747 like airplane is basically the one where it kind of has like a hump on top, and then the A380 is the one that Emirates likes to use, those big ones, the double decker. It's really used at like Dubai Airport. Emirates loves it. Other airlines like British Airways, Lufthansa do use it, but Emirates loves it. But you know, that's a whole another topic as to why Emirates specifically uses the A380 now. So an A380 or a 747 or most large bodied aircrafts can't land at PE. Maybe it can land, but taking off will be a bit of a tricky issue. And Ora Tambo International Airport in Joburg has runways that are like 4.4 kilometers, 4.2 kilometers, because it has two runways. And those are actually long enough to actually support such aircraft. And the interesting thing about OR is the fact that when it comes to the airport and the runway length, the altitude does matter, because for example, the higher you are, the longer the runway needs to be. Hence why you may find that in areas such as Johannesburg with a high altitude, that runway has to be long. I think there's this one airport in Asia and South America that has like, it's actually in China, by the way, where it's like the airport runway is 5 kilometers long, because it's like deep in the mountains. So because there's less air, it's going to need more time to actually pick up and get into the sky. So because Ora Tambo is more than 4,000 meters long, 2,000 meters the PES is not going to cut it. And yes, although it is situated by the coast, so by minimum it could have like a 3,000 meter runway or a 3.5 meter runway like Cape Town and King Shaka International. However, with, of course, you know, Chief David Stearman, it needs to be longer. But fun fact, actually, during the World Cup, actually, what actually was supposed to happen is, you know how with the World Cup, new stadiums were built, the host cities were chosen, and PE was actually one of the host cities with the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. But the plan said that they're going to increase the runway to 3,000 meters, which is 3 kilometers. However, this fell through because we don't know why it fell through, but it just fell through. Many people say because if you do know Chief David Stearman, it's right located by the Walmer Township. So to increase the runway, they're going to have to evict people. That's a bit murky waters. And, you know, yeah, we don't want to be out here evicting people and stuff like that. Now, the second reason as to why it doesn't have international traffic all depends on passenger demand and traffic. Now, the airport roughly handles 1.5 million passengers a year, which is decent, but compared to Joburg or Cape Town, that's not much, because airlines don't just randomly choose routes just because they want to go places. There has to be a place where demand is high and they can really make money off of selling tickets and people constantly going there. And I'm not saying that Gqeberha doesn't have enough tourists. I feel like we do have a huge tourist population and many tourists around the world that would want to come to Gqeberha. However, when you really look at the maths of it, it's not really making sense, considering that for most people, it actually logistically makes more sense if, for example, you live in a different continent and you want to come to the Windy City, to rather fly to Joburg, Durban and Cape Town and then take a domestic flight to PE, which there is nothing wrong with connecting flights, because at the end of the day, with connectors, they save fuel sometimes and they just also save costs as well, instead of having to fill up a huge plane to go to Gqeberha and nobody is gonna be on that plane. So we need to fill up the seats, especially because, listen, petrol is expensive these days. Fuel is very expensive. So a lot of airlines are not gonna be out here busy like, okay, let's fly to Gqeberha for the sake of it, and then there's like 5 people on the plane. Do I feel like it could fill the plane? Yes, but I do feel like the city needs more advertising when it comes to tourism, like the other big cities in South Africa. So, hashtag PE tourism, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Because, as we said, a bigger aircraft, more seats, higher costs. And higher costs is not something that these airlines are willing to do. Because, listen, we don't want to waste money. And the last thing as to why the PE airport does not really serve international flights is that, yes, it does have facilities, but they're not the best. And I feel like from a personal perspective, I will say that, you know, cute airport, very small, very hot in my personal opinion, and I do see the potential. However, the modern terminal that it has still needs to cater for an international number, because the airport actually only has like five to six gates. And with those 5 to 6 gates, they don't even have jet bridges. And fun fact, a jet bridge is, you know, in an airport, when you're entering the aircraft, that kind of walkway that takes you from the aircraft directly to the building without having to like walk outside. Yes, that's a jet bridge. So PE has none of that. So when you land in PE, you're going to go outside, honey. Gotta be outside in the rain and the sunshine, which is cute. But, you know, an international airport has to have jet bridges. And even with the lounges, it's going to need more lounges. It's going to be more terminals. It's going to need more car parking and more hotels and more rentals. And just all of the facilities are going to have to be upgraded to the max, which I feel like they could do. But, you know, are they going to do it? Maybe. Because I remember I read something that said that if PE were to get, for example, a international airport, financially, it would make more sense to build a brand new one rather than upgrading the current one, for example. This, which is similar to what happened in Durban, where before 2009, before the World Cup, we had Durban International Airport located around Ispingo Mlazi side, if you know Durban. But when they did the maths, they saw that, it actually makes much more financial sense to build a new one rather than just upgrading that terminal. And hence, they built King Shaka International Airport. Although a lot of residents, especially Durban residents, complain that King Shaka is very far from Durban CBD or just most popular areas in Durban. I think it's like a 45-minute drive. And you know, the N2 has so much traffic. So, yeah, nobody wants to sit in that traffic. There's construction. The N2, the N3 just be going through the most. So they complain about that. But at the end of the day, King Shaka is a very beautiful airport. I must compliment it. It's so beautiful. And I feel like it's one of the best-looking airports that we have in South Africa. No shade to Cape Town. No shade to OR Tambo. I feel like another airport that's very beautiful in South Africa is probably Kruger in Mpumalanga, by the way. It has a very safari vibe. You know, the whole terminal is a thatch roof. It also actually does cater for international flights, even though it's smaller than Gqeberha's airport, but it does cater for it because it has a long enough runway and, you know, it connects tourists to, for example, Kruger National Park and many tourist areas that are in Mpumalanga. So it works out. I think they have flights to Frankfurt and Victoria Falls. Yes. So we see that it can cater for international. It just depends on the market. So the real question is, does PE have that market? Does it? Does it not? It's really an interesting question. And I feel like we've answered it. So if I were to build a new airport in Gqeberha, I feel like it would probably be located in the northern area, so around about where Koga is, like just after Blue Water Bay in that like open field. I feel like that could be a great place to really like place an airport. I can even tell you the exact off-ramp. There's this thing like when you like, if you know the Koga area where it's like we have the ports of Nguha and basically that whole development zone, I feel like right next to it, having an international airport would be so dope. Also very far from the city, unlike Chief David Stearman, which is nicknamed the 10-minute airport because it is roughly 10 to 15 minutes away from most areas in Gqeberha. So it is convenient. But, you know, if we want to be international, then we have to choose. Are we building a new one? Are we upgrading the old one? And with upgrading the old one, some people may have to relocate. And that's a bit murky and that's a bit controversial, especially politically. So speaking of international airports, now PE might not, it may be classified as an international airport, but it doesn't cater for international traffic. However, one airport that is being built that will cater for international traffic is an airport that is going to be built in the Vaal area in Gauteng. Now, you may be wondering, why does the Vaal need an airport? Because, I mean, the Vaal is just like 1 hour away from Joburg. So it's like 1 hour away from OR. Even though OR is situated in the east in Kempton Park, you know, it's like, there's no need to have an airport an hour away from each other. But, you know, let's see why. So now, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition is planning to build a new airport in South Africa, International Airport, as part of their development of the new smart city along the Vaal River in Gauteng. Now, this development is classified as the Vaal Special Economic Zone, which parts of a SEZ, where mostly those zones, the SEZs that we see in East London and Koga and Atlanta, Atlantis and Western Cape. Those are like economic zones where there's a lot of industrial activity, commercial activity, and just really helps not only the community, but the economy as well. Now, with this airport, it's projected to attract both domestic and foreign direct investment. Now, the smart city is the main pillar of the project and is expected to drive urban development to create new job opportunities in Gauteng's southern corridor. And a part of this is going to be the international airport, because if you also know the Vaal is located next to Sasolburg, and Sasolburg is known for its oil. So we can have a lot of cargo there when it comes to transporting oil and transporting a lot of cargo and heavy industries without having to travel to OR or drive to Durban or Cape Town or PE for one of the ports. You know what I'm saying? So it really works, because according to the department, the plan SEZ will consist of 5 land parcels, which will be located around the areas of Heidelberg, Koekfontein, Langlachter, Rietspruit, and Swartkoppies. Now, all of this will be supported by a new aerotropolis. Now, that term is an industrial term that refers to an economic zone built around a major airport. As we see at OR Tambo, where we have OR Tambo International Airport, we have the new convention center right next to it, and we have all of the factories and all of the commercial activity happening within the East Rand, specifically in Kempton Park, my hometown, but getting back to it. Now, of course, in 2023, actually, because they've been talking about this for a while, but it's just been in the air. Now, this new international airport will have a major impact on the Vaal area, as it will serve cargo, as you mentioned, and as well as passengers as well. If you want to fly to the Vaal, you know, go to the Vaal, have a little boat ride, experience southern Gauteng, then that will really help in that. As well as it will have an extensive road network with direct access to the N1, which is convenient. So for the drivers out there, it's not going to be like on this random road where you have to be like, okay, where is this airport? It's right on the N1 national road. So that's quite exciting, because they say this terminal will be state of art. And you know, once they mean state of art, it's going to be bougie. It's going to be like amazing. I'm curious to see like how many runways it's going to have, because I'm looking at the photo right now of the whole aerotropolis, and I see that from the photo, it looks like it's going to have one major runway, which is cute, you know. I feel like starting off with 2 or 3 may be a bit much, but you know, I feel like one will is a modest amount, as long as it's long enough. So probably 3.5 kilometers or even longer, considering, you know, altitude and Gauteng is very high. It is very high. And how also this airport is also going to contribute to a lot of the steel mills in the area, like the Letabo Coal Power Plant, the Sasolburg Petroleum Company facility, and so forth and so on. So this is very exciting, and I'm so excited to see this. And I wonder, are people really going to fly to the Vaal? And even if passengers don't fly to the Vaal, will we see people flying there more so cargo-wise to transport agriculture and oil and coal and all those industries that are there within the Vaal? I feel like that's going to be so interesting, and it's going to really have such an economic boost and really put Gauteng on a worldwide level. And speaking of worldwide, Ethiopia is planning to go worldwide, because they're like, listen, we need to upgrade our current airport. Now, Ethiopia is deciding that, listen, they want to essentially they basically want to do what Dubai is doing, essentially, when it comes to sort of like being a global hub and a global connector, because Ethiopia is more so central within Africa and within the global network geographically, similar to how Dubai is like Middle East, which is central of everything. So yes, they do have an airport in Addis Ababa. However, they're planning to build a new one. Now, this airport is going to be called Bishoftu International Airport, which is 45 kilometers outside of Addis Ababa. Construction will officially start in 2026 and is expected to be completed around 2030. So 4 years to build an airport, which I feel like is fair, because it's a lot to be built. It's a lot to be built. Now, how much is this going to cost? $12.5 billion, which is massive, especially in Africa. Not saying that Africa doesn't have big constructions, but I do feel like this is a huge major one, because it's not just going to be an airport, it's going to be designed as a major global aviation hub. Now, it is projected to have up to 110 million passengers per year. Now, 110 million passengers per year is insane because it's going to compete with airports in Atlanta, Houghton, Jacksonville. It's going to compete with Dubai. It's going to compete with London Heathrow. It's going to compete with so many other international airports in the world that get these passenger numbers. Parking space for the aircraft is going to be 270 parking spaces, which is a lot. It's a lot. I think Cape Town has like 20 to 25. Joburg probably has like 30. And what we mean like parking spaces, it doesn't have to be like right next to the terminal with a jet bridge. This could just be like on the other side where people can walk or take a bus, or just for like, you know, renovations of, for example, aircraft and maintenance, for example. So 270 aircraft parking spaces is a lot. And runway wise, they're gonna have 4 planned runways, which is so interesting because 4 runways is a lot. And I feel like when it comes to runway sizes and runway amount, it's very imperative because, for example, one thing that really determines where and when a runway is placed is also wind. So if you have 4 runways in different directions, then depending on the wind direction that day, then you can really kind of sort of essentially have 4 aircrafts, for example, landing and taking off at the exact same time. And also, if let's say we're moving, the wind today is more so moving northern, then we can use the northern runway. If it's moving western or eastern, then we can utilize that runway. So it just has more efficiency, and really that practicality is there. Because what is really going down, actually, essentially, is that with the political tension, it's really affecting its services. And once it affects the services, then the transit hub that it serves as, it's a bit tricky because now nobody wants to fly to those areas because politically it's not looking too cute. But Ethiopia, although it also has its political challenges, it's much more stable compared to those other countries. No shade, no shade. So this is quite interesting, and I feel like Ethiopia is really taking Africa to the next level, because not only is this going to have an airport, but they're going to build hotels, shopping areas, cargo and logistics zones, and industrial areas as well. So as we said, it's a mega aerotropolis, which is so interesting. And when it comes to funding, Ethiopian Airlines, which is a huge airline, one of Africa's biggest airlines, is going to contribute about 30% to the funding, while the other 70% is probably going to be from international lenders and institutions like the African Development Bank and investors from Europe, the Middle East, China, and the US. So, listen, the globe is interested and the globe is essentially wanting to contribute to the building of Bishoftu International Airport. Now, this is also interesting because at the end of the day, aviation is the backbone of travel. And it's so interesting how far we've come in the industry, and it's just so beautiful to see that Africa is now going to be taken to a different level, and we're really going to touch different places across the world. From Chief David Stearman, whether it ever becomes and starts serving international travel, to, for example, the new airport in the Vaal, and now Bishoftu International Airport in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa specifically. This has been such a beautiful episode because aviation is so interesting, and just flying and traveling is just such an interesting concept. And I hope to see much more aviation news. And speaking of aviation news, if you have any aviation news for me or aviation tea for me, of course, Madiba's Radio is on all social media platforms. So connect, inform, and engage with us on Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube, LinkedIn. We are everywhere. And of course, if you want to converse with me specifically on Instagram at @imcatello.fligo and at Facebook, I'm Fligo K in Glovu. But of course, this has been another beautiful episode of Science Package. Same time, same place, next time. Bye.
Oh, yes, I like it.